This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Thursday, the 14th of October. GP surgeries in England, which don't give patients enough access to face-to-face appointments, are to be named and shamed in a league table. Ministers are to give GPs a £250 million winter rescue package so they can recruit more locums, with an emphasis on providing more same-day appointments. Patients will also be able to rate their surgery via text message. Dr. Ellie Cannon's a GP and newspaper columnist and says telephone consultations can be very helpful in many cases and free up more face-to-face appointments.
By operating telephone systems, by operating online systems, you're not having to see patients who don't need to be seen. For example, patients who want a sick note or who want a quick review of their medication. Therefore, we're increasing our capacity.
Police in Norway have charged a 37-year-old Danish man after five people were killed and two injured in a series of bow and arrow attacks. They happened in the town of Kongsberg, which is 51 miles southwest of the capital Oslo. One of the injured was an off-duty police officer. Brussels is reportedly preparing for the worst as it awaits the UK's response to a series of steps it's proposed to cut trade red tape across the Irish Sea. The EU Commission has laid out measures to slash 80% of regulatory checks and dramatically cut customs processes on the movement of goods, especially food and farming produce, between Britain and the island of Ireland. The government welcomed the announcement last night but signalled that it wants intensive talks to discuss the proposals. Former Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern tells Times Radio that the plans deserve a comprehensive examination.
Let's try and find a solution. It's in no one's interest that this argument goes on indefinitely. I think it's gone on too long as it is. We had the withdrawal agreement, we had the protocol, we had the renegotiations of protocol, we had people wanting to bend the protocol. So I think it's time to try and find a comprehensive solution. And I honestly believe that Marcus Sefcovic, not just today, but for many months, has been genuinely trying to do that.
And Tory MP Dr. Caroline Johnson says more talks will inevitably be necessary.
I think it's positive that it's a recognition that both sides can see that the Northern Ireland Protocol doesn't appear to be working as well as it should. Obviously, the detail will need to be discussed. Constructive conversations and negotiations will need to happen. The next step is to have those intensive talks and see what our respective negotiating teams come up with from it.
Meanwhile, the people of Northern Ireland are being given more freedoms from today as some COVID restrictions are relaxed. Up to 30 people will be allowed in a person's home, but larger house parties are still not allowed. Nightclubs will also remain closed until the end of the month. And Prince William has criticised the space race and space tourism, saying the world's greatest minds should be focusing on fixing Earth instead of trying to find the next place to go and live. His comments come a day after 90-year-old Star Trek actor William Shatner became the oldest person to travel to the edge of space. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.